So I was in psychology class, and there was this girl that was telling a story about her worst experience over the Christmas break that we just had. And this girl said that her worst experience was turning in an art project 4 months late because, quote unquote, creativity cannot be forced. In my opinion, this statement, creativity cannot be forced, is the biggest lie ever told to artists, ever told to creative people, ever told to just creators in general. The idea that creativity cannot be forced is probably what's holding you back. Somewhere deep inside your mind, you believe that creativity cannot be forced. Creativity can be forced through starting. Creativity comes from somewhere, right? It comes from somewhere that you are not in control of. But what you are in control of is the conditions that create creativity. You're not lacking creativity. You're just lazy. You're just not starting enough. You're just not doing enough. You're not creating the conditions to create creativity. The reason that you're not creative is because you're waiting for creativity to arrive. You're not creating the conditions necessary for creativity to arrive, but rather you're waiting for them to arrive, which are going to be at random, spontaneous moments. Actually, probably a lot of moments where you can't even create. The majority of the time, when creativity arrives, you're not going to instantly get up and just start creating your masterpiece. And you're not going to sit there and go nonstop until you create your masterpiece. Inspiration is perishable. So if you rely on doses of inspiration to start creating, you're going to start so many things. You're going to be going and going. You're going to start something when you get creative. You're going to start another thing when you get creative. You're going to start another thing when you get creative. But the thing is, inspiration is so perishable that you're never going to finish. You might finish small projects here and there, but you're never going to create a larger masterpiece. Now picture your masterpiece. Picture the most beautiful thing that you could create in your life. For me, it's like a very, very dialed in, like very good piece of Photoshop manipulation art. Either that or like a very long, like 300-page book with no filler, the most profound insights possible, all created and artistically expressed in a book. For me, that's what it would be. For you, visualize what your masterpiece would look like. Now, visualize the amount of time that it would take to create your masterpiece. Inspiration is perishable. And if you rely on inspiration, spontaneous inspiration, you will never create this masterpiece because you will not have enough motivation to constantly do the work required to create this masterpiece. Now, the solution to this problem is you must commit to creating inspiration. You need to trust in the principle to sit down and do the hard work every single day, especially when you don't feel like it. Every single day, you need to be able to sit down and force through the mud. Force through, because you're gonna start creating, and you're gonna feel this like, it's like you're pushing, it's like you're fighting an uphill battle, but then there's gonna be a point where you cultivate flow, and once you cultivate flow, it's gonna be an effortless, and almost magical process of creativity. So what you need to do is every single day, instead of waiting for inspiration to arrive, create the conditions that will spark the inspiration necessary to create your larger masterpiece. Push through the mud until the flow appears, and then once the flow appears, use all of that flow, and then once the flow is over and you feel like the mud is back, that's when you're finished. Don't stop until your flow begins, and then once your flow ends. Now, if your flow is like constantly going and it's like you feel like nonstop and you're just like going and going, it's okay to stop after a few hours. Like you don't want to sit there and work for 16 hours straight because the next day, the conditions required to create inspiration will be harder to create because you neglected your health. Now, the final recommendation for you is to read the book, The War of Art. This book saved my life when it came to creativity. It will teach you how to battle through the resistance when it comes to your creativity. It will teach you the conditions necessary to create creativity. It will tell you the magical process of creativity and why you must sit down and create the inspiration every single day. Stop starting, start finishing. This has been Mason. Share this with a friend that does creative work. Peace.